Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
We hope everybody is doing awesome this morning.
Indeed, we do.
And as always, guys, hope you're subscribed to all three channels, EE Arts, Evolutionary Energy Arts. Get that little bell clicked and hopefully notifications will come your way. And also Hearts Home, the newest channel. So I just wanted to say to Jonathan Adams, thank you very much for this comment. This is exactly, I guess, what we would hope to see. And he just says, very inspiring. You two should both know that because of your persistence and consistency, where you just keep pumping out the videos with the same heartfelt message, can only mean one thing at this point, that it's true. When many people who have stumbled on your channel back, say in 2018, or just about everyone I sent your videos to back then, would not fully and completely dismiss it. They would even worry about my mental health to listening to it. More than a few people sat down and had a heart-to-heart voicing of their concerns. Now, total silence, not a peep. Academia, for example, is incapable of discerning the truth with confidence from your videos. To them, you are wacky new age hipsters. The gap is a huge problem. One way to bridge that gap is exactly what you two special people have done, make more videos. At this point, if any discerning mind vetted your material, it would be abundantly clear that no one can BS for this long consistently and be that good at it. What I'm saying is I'm noticing a change, a shift of people's reference points and perspectives. People are starting to listen that were millions of miles away from that long ago, not long ago at all. I started noticing for the first time in the last couple of months, I would say, just thought you guys should know what you're doing is making a profoundly positive impact and people are really counting on you. You are imbibing the warrior spirit into the universal consciousness. Well, thank you so much for that comment. And, you know, that's what we hope to do because, honestly, you know, again, we're not here to make money. We could make more money doing other things. It's not about that. It's all about the message and the fact that we're just living our purpose. This is why we came here at this particular point in time. This is the purpose of this life for Cindy and me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is truly heartfelt, too, because we've both had things happen in our life that affected us greatly and affected our entire family. And we've come to the understanding that there's something wrong out there when you follow, you know, the mainstream of everything. And when you see your loved ones one after the other just walk into these traps, it is disturbing. And sometimes, you know, we do struggle with, gosh, you know, did we say enough of the different, did we give them enough different information? But really it is that one message that there is another way. And we like to point that out and we like to give people hope. And that's, I guess, the message.
Yeah. Again, we just simply share with you what we know as opposed to, you know, going by the science.
Right. Trust the science.
And saying, well, so-and-so said this, so it must be. No, we're sharing from our direct experience and what we know. Yeah, obviously, you know, we do cover the news. As you see, the golfers, look at this world. Here's the golfers, and there's this massive, massive billowing dark cloud from another fire. As you see, this was a massive fire at a plastic recycling plant. Now, of course, toxins being released into the air there. This is in Richmond, Indiana. Yet another one. Can we, you know, again, grave risk to exposure. Shelter-in-place advisory, you know. There must be a reason why I have a big, huge roll of plastic, I think it's 6 or 8 millimeters, for greenhouses that I haven't used. You know, in the worst case scenario, it can definitely go over windows. You know, just saying, you know, this is the type of thing that we want to share with people. These are the times we're in. And Sita's going and doing her thing. Sorry, I hope you guys didn't jump through the... jump through the roof there, as, you know, the dogs, too. These guys, we have them for protection. This is, you know, and love, obviously. I mean, we love them all day and all night. But at the same time, you do need to have extra eyes and ears. So talking about pets, they recommended that pets should also be brought inside. This is massive. And again, is this just another another coincidence? I seriously doubt it. As you see plastic debris coming back down, and, you know, all that goes up into the clouds is going to come back down at some point in time somewhere. And it could also not just land on the grass, but it could land in the water, and it could again affect us in so many ways. Here we have a 7-alarm fire at a recycling center in New Jersey, or Jersey City, New Jersey. Multiple brush fires going on, heavy smoke witnessed all the way to Manhattan. We had a flaring at a Phillips 66 refinery in Rodeo. This is, again, in California, oil refinery fire. Everything you look at, obviously, it's pretty obvious to most now at this point in time. There's a lot of sabotage going on as we have another train derailed in the U.S. This is Fort Bend County in Texas. Number 20, who can keep up? I think it's been more than 20, honestly. It's been a lot. And I just wanted to share this. This is modern day China. I hate that they automatically put the sound on when you do this. This is a train station in China. Look at the trains. You know, we used to think of China in terms of third world. We have become the third world now, and this is part of the big change in power. Now, me personally, while it is clean, it's organized, it's neat and state of the art, and yes, if we look to the New York subway, it's there's a form of art there. You know, it looks like it could use a cleaning. It kind of stinks just looking at the picture. I mean, I almost smell it just looking at the picture.
Yeah, you know, there is probably a little urine in there.
Yeah, it's like smell-o-vision. You remember that? Smell-o-vision. You know, China has some of the fastest trains in the world. Bullet train. I mean, trains that could go 300-400 kilometers an hour. I mean, it's... Here's New York. Something's happened here. Something has happened here. As we look again at China and we look again at New York. Yeah, there's been a shift. The shift has taken place already. And it's just a matter of recognizing what's going on. And, you know, again, we could keep going back to that KGB agent, the ex-KGB agent back in 83, saying, well, you're already infiltrated. And it's all about the deterioration, disintegration of American society, because, you know, eventually America is going to be taken over. As we see rapidly growing homeless encampments spring up near LA's celebrity-filled Beverly Hills neighborhood, where the median home price is $3.5 million. And then you got people that are, you know, they're lucky if they have the $40 Walmart tent. You know, they count themselves blessed because they might, you know, be stuck with the $10 dollar store tent. You know, again, this is the ridiculousness of this society. The utter depravity. And yeah, the rot has been from the inside out, and it's been completely purposeful, completely orchestrated. As you see, here you go. He's just filling up a plastic bag to the brim, right? I mean, just, I know somebody could use these. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Security Guard. See you later.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hello? He just walked right by the security guard. Hello? This is just insanity, what we have going on. And we got the Governator Terminator out there filling potholes. Yeah, literally. Of course, you know, he does look like his blood pressure is a little bit high there. But this is where we're at. Meanwhile, Ukraine, billions and billions and billions. And not only that, but special forces from the UK and the US are on the ground, according to this leak. So again, that direct conflict is perhaps already underway, but it's just a matter of when everything else goes and finally does go boom. The Chinese government's reportedly planning to implement a no-fly zone 85 miles, nautical miles, to the north of Taiwan beginning April 16th. The zone is partially within the Taiwanese air defense zone and will be enforced by the PLA. Okay, so, you know, it could go hot off of Taiwan, actually, as we've shown. There's an awful lot of naval forces right now right next to each other. You know, U.S. and Chinese naval forces in the same area. What could go wrong? And then you got Syria, and then we have, you know, all over the place. There's so many different potential hot zones. As far as the details in the script, we don't know. You know, we don't know exactly, and I don't think they know either. I think they just throw stuff out there. They're like, you know, setting up piles of timber everywhere, piles of very, very high inflammatory material, and walking around, you know, smoking and seeing if something's going to catch.
That's exactly what they do. They set things up and they set the stage. You know, they set the dominoes up one by one by one, and eventually somebody's going to come by and knock them over, set off the trap, set off the flames, and it's what they specialize in. And unfortunately, they take a lot of joy in this. But we do have the ability to do something different. We don't have to follow that path. We can turn and we can do something else with our lives. And again, that's what we talk about here all the time. There's a different way.
We're brought up and bred in a prideful way and in a competitive way. And if we would just change our perspective, you know, recognize that that's done to keep us divided, and shifted our perspective and start thinking in terms of, you know, how can we better each other's lives? Again, working together instead of working against each other, that would change everything. And it's really not going to be until, you know, you have the humans saying, I'm not going to enforce the will of the few, that you're going to get any real change. As long as we're divided and controlled, as long as we keep falling into the same old camps, keep buying the, you know, the BS and all the, you know, all the sowing of the seeds of negativity and discontent. And, you know, again, now they're obviously looking to inflate and cause into coming in a manifest way that third WW. Those always come about so they could rewrite the order of things and put in a new power structure. And that's when you get your, you know, great economic RE period SET. You know, that's the only time it can transpire. The old system has to be, you know, eradicated. And that's part of what the war is about. So this probably means the Fed is done hiking. Wall Street reacts to a cooler CPI report. So, you know, inflation cooling off. And then, you know, many have said it's going to be a massive deflationary spiral. But then again, you're going to have a devaluation of the dollar. And again, I think in the U.S. here, we can look back to 2008, and yeah, we can look back to the 70s and those inflationary periods. Yeah, it's not going to be like what it's like now and what's coming. And we could look to the Great Depression. Okay, maybe we're getting a little closer. I think we got to look at other countries. I think we have to look to what just happened in Venezuela, what's happened in Argentina, and what happened in Weimar Germany. You know, literally, people taking wheelbarrows of cash to go buy a few loaves of bread. Yeah, you know, and there's even a biblical reference to this where it talks about, you know, don't harm the wine or this and that, because, yeah, there's going to be, as was saying, you know, full day's wages for just a slice of bread, but then your extravagant items are going to be dirt cheap. So, you know, again, the wealthy will be able to still maintain some degree of semblance of a normality with their life. But the average person is going to be struggling in the worst of feudal times. As, you know, with that French-style revolution, you had the aristocracy doing, you know, they were just basically living their lives still. They weren't suffering so much, and the average people were starving to death and watching their kids starve to death. And that caused a very, very intense revolutionary period.
You know, when children are hungry, parents do really creative things. They get their kids fed. They're not going to listen to it. They're not going to hear it. Things change, and we need to change things before it gets that bad. People, wherever you are, it's very difficult to just kind of uproot people and create a community. That's very, very difficult. But the light workers that are in this world, you are where you're at for a reason. And that is to help pull people together when things get really ugly and people are asking for answers. You're going to be that person that they can go to for understanding and pulling together your own little community right where you're at. That's, I think, the key. You know, we are all placed very purposefully where we're at. And if you have the ability to go and do something somewhere else, and if it's better for you, well, then do that. But understand that everything has purpose. Everything has purpose.
Yeah, again, this is a temporary experience. That's the thing to get across. This is a temporary experience. And we don't stop being conscious when the body's gone. The body's just a vehicle. And it's not just the Sanatana Dharma. It's not just, you know, from the Hindu tradition, the Buddhist tradition, the Jain tradition. No, when you look at all the indigenous people all around the globe, they all have the same basic structures to their belief systems. All these shamanistic pathways, or what you might, you know, in a derogative manner in this society view pagan traditions, they recognize that no, you know, the consciousness just shifts to a new perspective. And, you know, there isn't any one particular being that's going to send you off to hell or send you off to heaven because of any dogma or anything like that. No, no, this is all fear-based power structure that's meant to keep you in place. You know, and if we want to talk about songs, Judas Priest had one life. I'm going to live it up. One life. Each unique incarnation is truly unique. But at the same time, no, there's been many lives, many, many, many lives for most people. You know, coming across the soul that has just incarnated for the very first time as a human being, I think would be more of a rarity, as most have had multiple lives. But yes, there are younger souls, there are more naive souls per se, and there are other ones that have been through, you know, countless incarnations. The reason we take these incarnations is it's all of a learning experience in the first place. So you guys are thrill seekers. You came here at one of the most intense times ever. You know, just recognize that you're looking for a lot of growth. And Cindy was saying to me yesterday when we were, I forget what we were commenting on, and she just brought up a good point again, saying, you know, it's when we're here embodied that we get the most soul growth.
That's when we are able to get the most expansion. It's such a huge blessing to be here in this skin. And I know we all have a lot of angst and we all have a lot of complaints and we all, you know, don't like how things are going a lot of the time because of the power structure. But really, I mean, to be here in this body and expand yourself, you know, kind of have the veil put over you very deliberately, because it's going to force you to stretch. It's going to force you to reach. It's going to force you to look for answers. And this is our number one biggest opportunity and the best place you can be for soul growth. And just looking at that like a blessing, and looking at all the entities and other beings around you that came here for that purpose, for them to have soul growth and for you to grow. So maybe it's a little bit about changing our perspective. Yeah, the power structure stinks. It really does. but we can do something different.
Yeah, and you know, it's not like you didn't know this. Now, the bigger you, the higher you, the you before taking the amnesia pill, jumping into another incarnation, understood all this, understood the challenges, and said, hey, I'm good to go with this journey. And when we talked to my dad, you know, about this time frame and stuff, because my dad left 25 years ago, and, you know, specifically, I'm coming into this time frame to do this, and he basically made reference to, well, that's what you like to do. You like the roller coaster rides. Now, he actually liked the roller coaster rides. He was the guy that was on the crazy rides, not me, you know, but at the same time, when it comes to life and incarnations, he enjoyed a little bit more, I guess, the peaceful times, even though he did go through World War II and was, you know, in the service when World War II happened. Moscow warns of a threat to civil aviation due to Ukraine conflict. Automatically, I think, oh gosh, that could be another trigger. If you have a regular passenger jet that goes down, one side blaming the other. Yeah, not good. Poland wants strongest U.S.-backed army. They want a permanent U.S. presence. They also want to have the largest European army. You want to talk about painting a bullseye on you. This is what this feels like. It feels like your prime minister over there is putting a big old bullseye and turning around. You know, don't shoot, don't shoot. Meanwhile, placing the bullseye over the back and looking away. Craziness, yes, but this is how they operate. Leaked U.S. intelligence document claims Serbia agreed to arm Ukraine, even though it was the only country in Europe that refused to sanction Russia. So that's kind of covering your bases both ways. And this is exactly what politicians do. They cover their bases all the time because ultimately, unfortunately, most of the politicians in this world are truly in it for their own glory and profit. And this is what needs to change. The whole political system, the system is all about corruption. The system is all about competition. It's not about cooperation. But we do have cooperation here, again, and it's China and Qatar. And, you know, you remember with the wars that happened over in Iraq, it was always like, oh, our base in Qatar, yeah, it's all Chinese now. As you see, they have a project going on, China's state-owned oil and gas giant working with Qatar. The power has already shifted, and boy, did it happen quick. And here we have a Texas sinkhole that we were talking about the other day that is growing pretty rapidly, and this is drone footage. And this is in DeSeta. This is to the northeast of Houston. And, you know, again, what's been done to so many areas with, and I'm not necessarily blaming this on fracking, but, you know, fracking has caused time bombs everywhere. It's also pumped all sorts of toxic chemicals down into the earth, which can, in my humble opinion, reach the water supply and then cause an increase in cancers. Absolutely, you know, no matter what state you look at, no matter what politicians you look at, it's the system that's completely broke. And we have a swarm going on. You see 173 earthquakes out of 384 listed in 24 hours in the world. And basically, about half of them are sitting right here in California. This is the area of the geysers and Cobb, California. So this is a pretty big swarm. We've seen that before, though. We've seen even bigger. And we have Tropical Cyclone Ilsa, landfall expected as a Category 4 cyclone. Winds could be up to 168 miles per hour with some gusts. This is in Western Australia. A study revealed that the Durban 2022 floods, as this particular area's most catastrophic natural disaster on record going back to 1840 in South Africa. But again, everything I watch and everything I read, I understand that what they want to do is build the climate change thing. They want you to say, okay, go ahead, tax my carbon. You know, that's what they're all pushing, ultimately. It's all about the system. Carbon taxes, carbon credits, yeah, you know, and they're worried about nitrogen, you know, the most abundant element that there is in the atmosphere naturally. It's utter insanity, but it's all about purpose. As we have another asteroid that came pretty close, this one was about a third of a lunar distance. This one was between 5.5 and 20 meters, so about 18 to 65 feet across. Might have caused some possible damage if it had hit, but probably nothing too major. Thousands of these little aliens, blue jellyfish-looking blobs, are washing up on California's shores. Is this a sign of something that I saw other people make comments that they've seen these washing up in Australia and other places as well? I don't know, sign of an ecosystem in trouble? Yeah, that wouldn't surprise anybody. And, you know, Bud Light, before and after. Wow, it's amazing. You know, again, we warned you guys about these processed foods. And, you know, I'm sure there's fluoride in that water. But, wow, it's amazing what a little Bud Light can do. Just chill, guys. Just chill. It's going to be okay. Because this is, again, just a temporary ride.
I don't know. I'm looking at the cat and I just see a cute little clock there with his tails a second hand and the feet are at... Chilling at 11 and just do some kitty yoga in the sun on something soft and, you know, just be. Have a good time. Enjoy for a moment because it goes a long way.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you guys. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.